Welcome to Refresh, a podcast designed to revive, recharge, and renew your faith and give you the tools to follow Jesus. Refresh comes to you from the Salvation Army in Gwinnett County, Georgia. We meet in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or online on Facebook and YouTube at Sal Army Gwinnett. We are excited that you have joined us this week and pray that God will bring His Word to life. And now, for our speaker.
I would say that sounded great, but that sounds self-serving. You all sounded great. I learned quite some time ago when Sally Broughton kept putting me in songsters that it matters who you stand next to. For me, it matters who you stand next to. So I asked Chris, I said, are you singing the melody? Yeah, okay, I'm following you, brother. I'm just following you. That's what I can do. You heard our scripture read earlier, Philippians 3:20. Toward the end of that. For some, their mind is on earthly things. But dear friends, our citizenship is in heaven. That's where we're going to be today for these next few minutes. I love the celebration of today in a very meaningful way there toward the end. I know you mentioned that harvest and celebration, but I think we saw it again and again and again. And I think that's one markers of the church. Some of the things we heard about our pastors, definitely caring and loving. But I think also the way in which and what it is that we celebrate is a tremendous marker of the church, and it has been a day of celebration, for sure. This year, my wife Christina and I celebrated a milestone in our marriage, and as we celebrated, we spent a few moments traveling down memory lane. If you've done that in your life, you hit a marker, and then you look back and kind of consider what got you to this place. For us, we didn't just recall the last 25 years that we've had together, but we looked at the times before that, before those 25 years of marriage. I don't know what prompted it. I don't recall. But we started to contemplate the what ifs. Now, I know that can be dangerous and you don't want to live there. But for us, it was insightful. What if she had not left Puerto Rico after college and moved to Gainesville, Georgia? And went to the Corps for the first time, the Salvation Army. What if that had not had taken place? What if I had stayed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the aviation industry, continued down that path, and ended up somewhere in the Midwest, somewhere around my family? Where would we be now? What would life look like? What would we be doing? I think we had a good time with that. It was fun. Now, obviously, there's no way to know what our lives would look like today had we made different choices. There's really no way, and it can be dangerous to stay there. But it was fun for her and I, just for a moment. What it did highlight, beyond how grateful we are for the lives we now live together, what it did highlight was the importance of mindset for us. How the changes in our beliefs and opinions over time led to some very life-altering decisions that were made. And those decisions that were made created a history and identity that informed us over these 25 years and led even to this moment as we became missioners of God in the Salvation Army. Every community shares its stories, the stories of its history. Individually we do that, collectively do that, and these stories help shape our identity and our mission, individually and collectively. We do that here in this core, in this community. We've done it this morning. We've seen it on the screen. Those are stories that we tell. Through the way we have and we continue to gather and worship together like this morning, the songs that we sing, we heard them. What is said from this place, those seats out there, back in those rooms, everything that is said, the way we serve the community together on the canteen, out serving, in disaster work, or as we'll see, hundreds of people coming into this building to receive angels this Christmas. And also the way we disciple each other, right? A lot of it happening right back over in these rooms. In his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul writes to a church in the city of Philippi, a unique city with a distinctive history, a distinctive identity, a distinctive mission. And like us, especially in an election year, the Philippians knew the value of citizenship, of being citizens, of having a specific unifying identity. And it's to these people, those folks, that Paul addresses his words about the core distinctiveness that Christians are to share and how to truly live as citizens of heaven. I think a little bit of history may be helpful for us here to get us centered. Philippi was in Macedonia, a northern part of the Greek peninsula. It was built in 358, 357 BC, right there, right around there, and named after Philip, king of Macedonia and father of Alexander the Great. He, Philip, conquered and occupied the land that was Philippi. Later, that city was destroyed and rebuilt by Emperor Octavian and became at that point a colony of the Roman Empire. Octavian strategically set Philippi up as a military outpost. That word's important. As a military outpost with the mission of bringing Roman culture and rule to northern Greece through Philippi and expanding Rome's influence across that region. That was its mission. That was its purpose. Philippi was populated with war veterans, and since it was a Roman outpost, later colony, those who lived there were granted Roman citizenship, every one of them, with its many privileges, property ownership, tax exemption, legal protection, all those kind of things that we enjoy. And these privileges of being Roman citizens was also extended to the Macedonian Greeks that lived there and the Jews in Philippi. And they too valued and felt proud of their identification with Rome. This is who we are. And this is what all of that means and what we receive. It's our identity. If you've studied Paul at all, you know that he personally knew the power and privilege of being a Roman citizen. He exercised that right a few times. He strategically planted a church in Philippi. He knew the context of the Philippian church well, and then in these verses challenged the church to not only live into the history and the identity and the mission of that place that was created by the Roman Empire for the citizens of Philippi, but to embrace their deeper identity, that identity rooted in the life and power of Jesus. And that's where we get our verse. To live as citizens of heaven, here and now, wherever they're located, and wait with hope. Paul wanted them to embrace the outpost or colony history of Philippi. Embrace that, that's okay. While understanding that their true citizenship, their true identity was as heavenly citizens. I would say he wanted them to change their mindset because that changed everything that followed. So what does it look like to have an outpost mindset? I'm going to read for you an excerpt from a famous letter written back in the second century called the Letter to Diognetus. Some of you may have heard of this or read parts of it. Here's just a section. Listen carefully. I'll read it slowly for my benefit, not just yours. The letter was written, Christians display to us their wonderful and confessedly striking method of life. They dwell in their own countries, but simply as sojourners. As citizens, they share in all things with others, and yet they endure all things as if they were foreigners. Every foreign land to them is as their native country, and every land of their birth as a land of strangers. They pass their days on earth, but they are citizens of heaven. They obey the prescribed laws and at the same time surpass the laws by their lives. And then our last section is this. The writer says, to sum it up, what the soul is in the body, Christians are in the world. The soul dwells in the body, yet is not of the body, And Christians dwell in the world, yet they are not of the world. We dwell in the world, but we are not of the world. We've heard that before, haven't we? That's not unfamiliar. Because we are Christians, we are believers in the risen Christ, our citizenship is in heaven. Our forever home, the never-ending eternal home, is not here. We're called to live with this outpost mindset. So let me go through just a few things. First, a change in mindset from whatever it was before to this outpost mindset always brings a contrast between what was and what is. A very stark contrast. I can see it in my life, in my story, and I'm sure you do as well. Paul highlights some of the markers of that contrast in those verses 18 through 20. He says we go from enemies of the cross to citizens of heaven. From destruction to eternal life through Christ. From shame to transformation. It was mentioned earlier that Christy and I spent time in the ARC. As you can imagine, we will forever be changed by the time we spent in the Salvation Army's adult rehabilitation centers. I don't know that I've seen personally a better representation of the contrast that takes place in the life of a believer when there is a confession of Jesus Christ as Lord and a resulting all-encompassing mind shift. From destruction, often self-destruction, to eternal life. Just like that. A tremendous regret and the corresponding shame replaced by transformation. What was to what is. That's what it means to go from a worldly mindset to an outpost mindset. It's reorienting. There's another point for us to consider when we think about what it means to have an outpost mindset. Outposts have a specific purpose. They have a mission. As an outpost of Rome, the mission of Philippi was to bring Roman culture and rule to northern Greece and expand Roman influence across the area. We just talked about that. When you read this letter that I mentioned to Diognetus, it's obvious that Christians then and there were being watched. They were a group that people were paying attention to. People were curious about them, in part because they lived differently. I hope you can agree with me that the same can be said for us. People who know us but don't share our faith are curious about how our faith changes us. Whether they ask us about it or not, they're looking. If our faith really matters, then it will really change us. That's what's on their heart and what's in their mind about these Christians, about us. And if it doesn't change us, does it really matter? Right? Those who do not share our faith observe us to learn what it means to be a Christian. And that calls us to live a certain way, to model the culture and rule of the kingdom right now, right here, to bring that influence here and to expand that across the areas that we touch. Why? Because that's how we'll teach others about Christianity. We'll show them. That's how we do it. As Christians, people are watching us. They're observing our character. They're waiting for us to show them what we think and do in the presence of poverty, pain, confusion, division. They're learning from us what it is to be a Christian. No pressure, right? Maybe not for you, but for me, it can be a little intimidating to think about that. But it's true, nonetheless. And the last thing I want to share with you is having an outpost mindset is also the only way in which we can truly unite as a body of believers. Let me explain that to you. No earthly categories or documents have the power to divide the citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Did you hear that? No earthly power. No documents, no categories have that power. Doesn't matter to me if it's political party, ethnicity, economic status, geographic location, fill in whatever you want. No earthly category. When we understand we are a community of heavenly citizens, we can share the mission given to us and work together to proclaim the reign of God here where we are and everywhere that we go. Every one of us, in a way, is a stranger and always will be. We are to identify ourselves as strangers in this world, as we've heard. We are also to identify ourselves as heavenly citizens and to welcome the strangers in around us. This is the mission of God that He has called us to be a part of. Friends, let me remind you, that mission is happening everywhere we are, all of the time. Where we work, in the schools that we send our kids to, or we're in and navigate around, whatever sports team we're involved with or group that we associate with, every day that mission is happening. And we are invited into this outpost mindset of understanding we are advancing God's kingdom through what we say and do everywhere we are, all of the time. Perhaps we can all agree we're in the middle of a very challenging time. We live in challenging times for our country and the world. Many of us have personal worries and concerns that don't make the news for sure, but keep us awake at night. Let me be clear in case you've heard something different. All of that matters to God. All of these things matter. Our life on this earth matters. It matters to us and it matters to God. That's not what I'm saying. Why else would God have chose incarnation to bring Himself to us where we are? But let me remind you, our life here isn't everything. It's not. It's not everything to God. It's not everything to us because our true citizenship lies elsewhere. This world we live in can be a harsh place and mistakes are not always easily forgiven, but thankfully we are not citizens of this harsh place. We are citizens of a very forgiving place, a loving place, a place of amazing grace and eternal forgiveness. That is our home, our true home. And this place we live here now, this is where we currently are. It's our outpost. It's where we live out mission from. So friends, having an outpost mindset is a marker between what was and what is. There is a shift. Having an outpost mindset gives life to our mission of living the kingdom here and now in front of the world to the glory of God. And an outpost mindset is the unifier that keeps us all together, no matter the differences. Nick's going to play just for a moment softly before we go into a final song. I'm not discerning enough to know what you were thinking or feeling, what the Spirit has prompted you with. I know that in my own life, but not yours. So as Nick plays softly and tenderly, the song softly and tenderly, I invite us to take a few moments to consider the call to live as citizens of heaven, our never-ending home, to have an identity that will shape our belief, our opinions, inform our mission as a people of God, for us, inform our mission as a Salvation Army here in Gwinnett. If you'd like to do that up here, I invite you to do that now as Nick plays.
Thank you for listening to Refresh. Be sure to hit subscribe and like us on Facebook and YouTube to never miss an episode. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends and family. We pray that you will be refreshed and ready to take on your week. See you next time. God bless.